The Transportation Security Administration gets more customer complaints on its pre-check screening program as more passengers use it. But TSA doesn't have a comprehensive policy for releasing that information to the public. Gary Becker's chief economist for Catalyst Partners, former senior economist at the Homeland Security Department's private sector office, looking at customer complaint data and what it could mean for TSA. Gary, thanks for coming on the program here. Give me a general description of what you looked at and what the information means, because there's a whole lot of math here. Thanks for being on today, Gary.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes, you're right. There is a whole lot of math. I went back and looked at a number of years' worth of customer service data that TSA reported to the Department of Transportation as it relates to different types of complaints that TSA received. And the interesting thing was, and we need to really look at the whole picture, was, you know, besides just complaints, how about compliments? And the perspective there is when you're looking at how good or how poorly an agency is doing, you should be looking at the entire picture. In other words, you know, where has the agency been, where the agency is right now, and where is it going? So when we're talking about, you know, the availability of the data, the collection analysis and dissemination of it, we're really talking about, you know, things like managing from the data. How are we doing right now, and what can we do to make improvements? When I talk about we mean the government, the private sector, the whole group, because like at airports where TSA primarily operates, you know, it's not just, you know, at the sites where you see the officers. It's the whole airport environment. So, you know, not just TSA, but it's all of the merchants, it's the, you know, it's the airport authority, et cetera, all working together.
You write on the Security Debrief blog, you wanted to see whether this program has had a positive or negative impact on the types of complaints TSA receives. How did you go about using those criteria and examining the data to see how it fit?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I need additional information. So, you know, I looked and I said, boy, you know, after, you know, PreCheck came into being, I found, interestingly enough, that there were some additional complaints, like maybe, for example, relative to the number of passengers. And so that means that when people were, you know, arriving at the TSA checkpoint, maybe they didn't understand what was happening. Maybe when the TSA officers were asking them to remove their shoes or do something, they were confused as to how things were prior. And it could also mean that under some really great new programs like Managed Inclusion, you know, we're customers, and when I say customers, I mean TSA, you know, inspects these individuals, you know, and I would call them a customer. So these programs that TSA was administering, were they doing a great job of informing people that, you know, sometimes, you know, they'd have to do one thing when maybe they were expecting to do something else?
What does the availability of data like this, Gary, mean for programs across government? We've heard a lot about the administration's Open Data Initiative, and they want to get more data sets out there. One of the fears initially among folks who were reticent about it was, well, if you just put the data out there, there's not really any context. It strikes me that that's the reason that people like you exist, is to add context to this information and help us understand what it means. And so that's why I'm curious about what the availability of all this stuff will eventually mean for the way programs operate.
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about a little bit, when we talk about data, let's talk about overall. The data that's collected, we think of it as it should be accurate, relevant, and timely. And those are important concepts because, you know, our agencies are public agencies, and these data should be considered, I use data in the plural sense, should be considered a public good. So, you know, does the data make sense? And, for example, I've seen instances on some DHS websites where it may say that it takes 20 minutes to cross a port of entry. Yet I've heard people in that very line at the same time say it's taking them 2 or 3 hours. These might be at our land ports of entry, let's say on the northern part of the United States, and this may have been, you know, several years ago. But the point is that, you know, when we talk about availability, it's not just is the data available, but, you know, can the people use it? Is it relevant? Is it timely? And basically, when our data meets these criteria, then I ask ourselves, or I ask, you know, from the government's perspective, are we managing it appropriately? Are we managing our lines appropriately? So, you know, when we see something wrong, you know, we should hold our government accountable. When we see something going right, we should afford our government the appropriate accolades. Does that, so in other words, what I guess I'm talking about is managing from the data. Otherwise, why are we collecting it?
Gary Becker is the chief economist at Catalyst Partners and former senior economist in the Homeland Security Department's private sector office. How good are agencies like DHS at using their data for decision making? That, I guess, asking their data the right questions to be able to get information that's usable.
Well, let me tell you, there's two ways of looking at it. That's really a great question. I was talking as I was thinking about this earlier. I was saying to myself, agencies may collect data for, and I'm going to give you an example. It's like a time and motion study. Time and motion studies are like, how long does it take to do something? And maybe the agency is going to say that it takes 2 minutes to process an application. I'm just throwing that out as an example.
Okay.
But I've heard the public say, for example, it takes 2 months to receive an answer. And the question, the answer lies in the fact that maybe the wrong questions are being answered for the asked for the appropriate situation. So the public may, you know, may see that it takes like 2 months for them to get an answer, and the government may say it's only taking 2 minutes. What's the problem? The problem is who is the audience? So the audience may be looking at maybe the private sector, and it's like, what's happening? Why is it taking so long? And maybe the data is sitting in someone's inbox for several days or several weeks, but it only takes the government really 2 minutes to process it. So you really have to know exactly who the audience is, what do they need, and it gets to, are we answering or asking the right question? Now, it's funny, as we're talking about that I am literally looking at an article today, on Yahoo. It was written by Oliver Knox, and Representative Adam Schiff talks about data that's being collected. And he says here, I wouldn't use the metrics or the number of sorties or bombs dropped or anything, and to the degree you hear administration officials using those metrics, alarm bells should be going off. And what does that really mean? It means that, are we using the right data to answer the right questions? And in this particular case, I think Representative Schiff is saying, no, we're not. And the example that I'm just giving, depending upon the audience, maybe from the DHS perspective, it is taking 2 minutes to process an application. But from the public's perspective, because they're the ones receiving the answer, it's taking them 2 months to get an answer. So the data might be there. It's just that, we need to be asking whether the data answers the right questions.